Christmas is another false brand of Christianity. Let me challenge you. Christmas and Easter.
Easter.
Does Paul and Peter and John practice Christmas and Easter?
Negative.
Why are we? Why do American church people, not me, I don't prevent that. Why does the American church system practice? That's, you know who it was handed down from?
The pagans?
The Roman Catholics who took it from the pagans.
Right.
So the American gospel is right about the word of faith, but Jesus is going to judge them harshly. All those guys from John MacArthur on down. I have a testing of John MacArthur on my website. He's a heretic. He's a false teacher. He runs a worldly carnal college. Jesus is going to judge them harshly. Do you know why? What did Jesus say about judging in Matthew 7? He said, judge not lest you be judged. Everybody stops there. No, we don't stop. We don't not judge. He goes on to say, judge righteously. So if I'm smoking a cigarette and I'm chewing you out because you chew tobacco, am I a hypocrite?
No.
Okay. So the evangelicals are calling out the word of faith that's wrong as they keep pagan holidays, worldliness, Calvinism, which is a false gospel, that God picked you for salvation, but not you. That's what a lot of the evangelicals believe, like John MacArthur. God picked you, but not you, not you, not you, maybe you, not you, not you, not you. That's ridiculous. Jesus said in John 3, whosoever will come. But John MacArthur and all these false evangelicals say, no, 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 God only picked the predestined. The predestined, you know who the predestined are? The ones the Father knew from the beginning of time would receive him and be in heaven. He knows the beginning from the end. We don't.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're going to endure. You don't know if I am. We encourage each other till we endure. We can't walk around saying, oh, you're in. No, you got to run your race. So that's my challenge about the American gospel. They need to turn that mirror on themselves. They're keeping a lot of false pagan ways, and I've got tons of articles on my teaching blog and on my Unbiblical Teachers blog that would encourage you and help you go a lot deeper than than probably even your church is taking.
We're all sinners. We all fall short of the glory.
Right. But
we're saved by grace.
Well, we fall short of the glory, no doubt. We're saved by grace, but what does a saving grace produce? Holiness and obedience.
Exactly.
Okay. And here's the thing. Did you know this? I don't know any pastors that teach this. Ready? You got to make yourself eligible for grace. Did you know that? You don't just get it out of it.
Is that like a Todd White thing?
No.
Kenneth Copeland?
Oh, no.
Joel Osteen?
Oh, no.
Benny?
No. No. You know how you got to make yourself eligible for grace? Jesus said it. What must you do or perish?
Believe in him.
Repent.
And believe in him.
Yeah, you got to believe, but you got to repent. When you repent, when you stand before a righteous judge and you did a crime, you got two choices. The judge says, I'm about to sentence you. I can go light, I can go harsh. What say you, Bill, if your name was Bill? And you go, hey, whatever, Your Honor. They caught me. I cheat and I lie and I steal and I break laws all the time. Whatever. The judge goes, maximum sentence. You need to learn a lesson. You made yourself eligible for the wrath of the judge. What if you said to the judge, Your Honor, I never meant to do it. Please, you beg for mercy. Please. And the judge goes, wow, I see something in you. You're repentant. You're contrite. 6 months probation. Do you see how you made yourself eligible for the grace of God?
Yep.
It is the same way. You will not get that grace from an eternal Father when you walk around and live in willful sin. He's going to say, I see your sin. I see your false pagan holidays. I see your Christmas. I see your worldliness. You heard the truth. You didn't repent. You won't get the grace of God. No one's teaching that. You know why? It doffill up buildings. It doesn't bring money in the coffers. And I get people all the time that ask me this. Ready? They say, oh, how many people do you win doing this your way? And you know what my answer to them always is? Ready? How many did Jesus say were going to enter the kingdom of God?
Few.
That word few in English, sir, it means puny. Hey, puny. I said, I get a puny number of people. Just what Jesus said. They go, I said, you want to fill up church buildings? Go do it your way. But consider that. Consider the evangelical plight. Consider the gospel that they preach that's wrong. The pagan holidays, the worldliness. Many of them are into sports and politics. These are not of the Father. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and they follow me. They come out of the culture. You can't be of the world. This is the world. This is the world. You can't be of the world and be of God.
Oh, yeah.
That's why we're here to stand against it and just call people out in love.
You're doing a great job.
Check out our website, noparish.com. We love you.